Blog Talk Radio.
Return to claim the pyramid. Pardon on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. A light-year groove. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Y'all ready to get down out there?
If you hear any noise, dipping your hip and come on to the mothership.
Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here.
The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk. Swing down. I've been swinging.
Everybody move your body. Everybody swing down. Hey, y'all can do better than that, because we got to get the mothership in here tonight. And it's going to take energy to get the mothership in here tonight. Raise your hand.
If I can sell you the American dream, I can sell you anything. I got to get out, I'm getting put out of my house. I got to pack up my refrigerator and couch. It's a setup, but the bank wants me out. Or the LAPD will smoke me out. This adjustable weight, it choked me out. They gave me a loan and I had no clout. They gave me a house for me and my spouse. Called my mama and my aunt, y'all should refinance. I let them dance with the devil. Dig their own grave and I gave them the shovel. Fuck, my daddy built that house. And when he got drunk, he almost killed that house. Is this American dream or the American scheme? They got me walking these American streets. It's kinda sad when you have to get a hernia, cause you helped your grandmama move furniture. If I could sell you the American dream,
I could sell you anything.
Look at this maggot with a stimulus package. I can give a fuck about a Dow Jones average. What the fuck you do when your paycheck is average? Law-abiding citizen turn into a savage. Got to feed the children, got to feed the habit. Fell into a rabbit hole chasing that rabbit. Now I'm in Wonderland feeling like the son of Sam. I'm at your West Coast branch, gun in hand. I'ma feel like Superman, walk by the teller. Better call a trooper, man. It's the revenge of the lambs. Big bad wolf, we sick of these scams. Sick of these plans, sick of this dance. Walked into his office, took the nine out my pants. You not a man, you a serpent. Then I pray to God, let the nine get my work in. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, huh? Drug dealer MD, Dr. Feel Good, give you what you need. In California, prescribe that weed, Oxycontin and codeine. Turn your grandmama into a fiend. At Cedar Sinai, the first hit ain't free. I know you're about to die, but let me see your ID. I know you're about to lie, but can you pay this fee? If you can't pay, then please have a seat. You can't see a doctor, but you can see a priest. We can't say your life till we got some assurance. Your premium is paid at that insurance. I hope you got endurance. They got me on hold and I'm under the influence. Nursed high as a kite and charged with my life. And everything is lost without Blue Cross. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, ain't that a bitch? You got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Whatever you need, we gotta be cheap right here, baby. This America, it ain't gonna cost you nothing but an arm and a leg, maybe one of them motherfucking ears. Don't trip, just put it on your credit card, put it in your baby name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we're going to be continuing from last week, part two of Simple Solutions. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, Sister Antoinette, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Okay. I might cut off for five seconds or so. I just let this dog out. I'm waiting for the dog to come back in. So, but anyway, okay. Yeah, you can hear me. You carry on right now and talk to the family. I don't want to interrupt with the noise.
Okay, well, we have a caller with their hand up. I believe this is Miss Kim, but we'll see.
Oh.
Area code 313.
Yes.
Echo 313, if you have yourself on mute. Okay, maybe she walked away for a moment.
Okay, no problem. Yeah,
yeah,
that was a good song, too, good choice of song. Sound like Ice Cube, was it?
Yes, American Dream.
American Dream. And,
yes.
And that's what they've done, family. See, because we got suckered in years ago on the American Dream. And we had a better disposition of our dream listening to Martin Luther King and his dream. But the key of the dream is for you to dream your own dream, your own vision, your own creation within your dream, because your dreams are our reality that we haven't figured out yet while we're in that dream world. So it's not about America's dream, King's dream. It's about your and my dream, our dreams. The dreams are the key to the magic, to the simple solution. See, so it was excellent segue, you know, into part two of our simple solutions. So, yes. And before I really get into anything, let me bring in, as I always do, Ashe to the elders. Namaste. I'm sorry, Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and peace, love, respect, and honor to the fam and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is always greatly appreciated. So how you been doing, Sister Antoinette?
Well, I've been well. There's no point in complaining.
No. I'm doing well myself, Justin. I had worked out real good today and got home and finally ate a little bit and turned around. And I'm going to be honest. I made me some tea. It's a drink. It's called soursop. I got soursop tea, cut up some ginger, and got me some marijuana tea leaves that I concocted, that I grew. And I ain't nothing that I bought from the store. Got it and made a tea out of it. Oh, my goodness. People, family, you who don't smoke or who do smoke or even eat the gummies, it had me feeling great as far as putting me in a dream state. It put me to sleep. So luckily I had my alarm set, which I always do for Wednesday night. So, but I mean, tea like that, like I said, and when you, it's anything we do, when we eat, consume, when we drink anything, again, back to your dreams. See, whatever you take and whatever you do, it should be a part that enhances your dreams, your visions of what you want this world to be. See, one of the biggest flaws that we're dealing with is immigration. So putting everything off the table and just thinking logically right quick with all these people who are called immigrants, refugees, whatever you want to call them, that's coming into our country, are coming in with the mindset that most immigrants came to this country with, a mind of a dream that they had as far as coming to this so-called land of the free. And their dreams now are being fulfilled. As we think about everything and all the resources that they're getting and all of the resources that the citizens of this country should have been getting all the time, when America always in every damn city and state complains that they're broke, they don't have money, higher taxes, this, that, and the other. But yet everything that we pay in, we ain't getting no return. We ain't getting nothing back. And all of the money that we didn't have, all of a sudden we have to give the immigrants so that they can have their dream and make their dream come true with the assistance of our money, the American citizens' money. See, and we shouldn't be at, like I said, not to get turned off on what we know is behind closed doors, because at the end of the day, you know, I was talking to someone and we were mentioning, because I thought of Brother Billy Fauntleroy and his passing, and how there's not too many Tuskegee Airmen left, as the first caller you was going to pull in, Miss Kim. Since I'm mentioning that, you know, let's give her energy, and give, if she comes on, hopefully she will talk about what she's trying to do tomorrow, family, tomorrow being March 28th, Thursday. So we're trying, she's trying, and we, I got to include myself, are trying to push that this day, or that day, is used for the memory, memorial, the honor and respect of brothers and elders now, and better yet, ancestors, because most of them have went to that ancestor realm. But pushing to get tomorrow as a national recognition and or holiday for the Tuskegee Airmen and all of, like we're saying now, the immigrants are getting everything, even now, today. Why are we still asking? Because in retrospect, we shouldn't be asking them for, I don't want to use the word, S-H-I-T. We shouldn't be asking them for anything. We should be able to fund and do anything ourselves, but because of a disorganization and not being connected the way we should. We've been talking about it for decades, how we can get together. But we have to remember, too, that the majority, all these organizations that are started, or they come up with these different organizations that are legit, that are coming from the bottom of the community on up, the organizations always have a plant, a spy, a infiltrator who comes in to gather the data, the information that we're talking about, but in retrospect to make sure that whatever's constructive in our community, not all communities, in our community, melanated, carpet color people, our communities, it is a continual, it is no way we should be, as a people in America, copper color in the conditions that we're still in, that are actually worse than they were in the 60s, 70s. We haven't gotten better because we keep talking about the old days going back. We don't want to go all the way back to when we were so-called slaves. We want to go back to where we saw a change. We saw what we were capable of doing. We can go all the way back during or right before the Depression, or during that time when we had Black Wall Street, and we all know the history of what happened to the Gap. Woo! See, because again, that's what is continued. That's the struggle that we are, we're all in. We're in a constant struggle. And we have to really sit back and see what it is that has been done, and what is continued. Like I said, it's a never-ending story on both sides. See, what has happened to us in this culture, it has never stopped. because as we're constantly unraveling our story, we're finding out even people that we put in high esteem were actually, let's go old school, was working for the man.
Yeah.
We have people right now in high places just working for the man. See. And if we continue to let this go, we will get what we deserve. I'll be doing a lot of play on words that's just making it mine instead of where I got it from. But as we should all always do is give credit to where that thought came from, to give honor to those who even put a particular thought on your mind. And right now for this, I give homage to Smokey Robinson when he talks about Black America. And I just put my spin, which makes it mine now, off of something that I've got from him and his whole, what they call spoken word, 6 to 8 to 9 minutes long, depending, because they have different excerpts or different venues that he was at that he did the same one, but one is longer than the other. But anyway, go ahead.
I love being black.
Yes, I love, thank you. That is the name, I love being black. So basically it's this, very short. Black ain't my color, it's my state of mind. It's like all people I meet, my color ain't my kind. See? And it's just that short that we get every time, and I see how people run from the word black all because of somebody else's definition of that word. Just like James used back in the day, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. We don't even want to say we black no more again. Ain't this history repeating itself? We got a problem with the word black, and it's only because people have what I just said. It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
Where's your mind set to? On whose authority to name black, white, blue, green, orange? And we put so much emphasis on the nonsense of the definition of the word. And it's the number that reveals, again, what I constantly push. Blackness is the universe, family. It is your mind. So I said a state of mind. Black by number is two. Universe by number is two. People by number is two. Mind, M-I-N-D, is two. Your blackness is your mind. It's part of the consciousness, the air we breathe, family. And we stuck on somebody else's word or definition by these words I just used, not being able to connect the dots, pieces, and fill in the gap. As we said, Black Wall Street, the Gap band dropping the bomb on me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Gap Greenwood, G, Archer, A, P is Pine. Gap stands for Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Those three three streets that was destroyed were the major heart of Black Wall Street. We still got a message in our music.
Yes.
See.
Yes, thank you.
So we have to truly understand that the simple solution is, at first, the thought will manifest what you speak into existence. We speak it into existence, but it starts with a thought. A man and a woman, you are what you think. That thought creates the start of the manifestation. And it's the words that we speak it into existence.
Yeah.
All of this is happening because all the things that we are reactionary to, not proactive but reactive, is what they want. Energy we give them all the time by reacting through conversation about these things instead of finding the spiritual implication behind the things that happen that they, being the system, is they avoid. They use distractions. And the distractions are normally used during times of celebration and celestial events. For instance, during the time starting from the end of October to the 1st of January, we have four consecutive days of celebration of celestial events, even tied to the celebrations. October 31st, Halloween, Old Hallows Eve. We start with the celebrations dealing with the fall leaving and the winter beginning.
Yes.
But Halloween is only second to Christmas. Out of all these different holidays, now Halloween's considered a holiday because we spend more money than all the other holidays other than Christmas. Christmas is the only day that more money is spent. Now Halloween trumps everything else. People are spending that much money. And like I said, these are tests every year for the American citizens that we still don't see. Because when we participate in purchasing any of this garbage for any of these celebrations that have nothing to do with us in the way that they present it to us, it has everything to do with us spiritually. Nothing dealing with the commercialism. See, again, that's a manifestation that we now perpetuate. We know all types of history dealing with Halloween. The next day that we spend money and time on is Thanksgiving. We know the history. So many angles behind the history of Thanksgiving. The next biggest holiday we have after Thanksgiving is Christmas. We don't speak the truth on Christmas. We're still giving gifts. See, if we are the gift and the story of Jesus present that we're supposed to give, we're not even giving that for those who claim to be Christians. We still buying gifts. We still have our children and grandchildren locked up in the premise of Christmas and not spiritual. Christmas and spiritual is the same number. Christmas, that's somebody else's stuff. When I see the number behind the word, I change it. Like we all can. You change it now. It's the spiritual warfare we constantly saying we in. Where if we in a spirit, we can't see that our spirits are messed when we looking at Christmas this way and not looking at it spiritually. The spiritual story behind Christmas that we're not sharing, we're not expressing because it's not even truly in us. And Christmas, in retrospect, also deals with the winter solstice, and it deals with the story of the sun that disappears and reappears during that time of the 23rd, I mean the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, until we get to its appearance again on the 25th. It's astrological. All these things are more than what we have been taught. But we hang on to the physical and material, and we've released the spiritual. At this time, biblically, that they talk about the third horseman being, the black horseman being in the time of famine, we are family, but it's not the foods. We saying they destroying and tampering with the food. We see what they're trying to do to make it echo perception of famine being from a food source. Bill Gates, Monsanto, we can go on and on about these people who are perpetrating to do these things and overrun the food supply with that thought. Because before it happened and everything, that they had a thought of what they were going to do. Regardless if they came together, which we know they come together and plan all this stuff. But again, it's not starving from food. It's a spiritual starvation. That's what we're starving for, spiritual nourishment that we're not receiving. Because at the end of the day, once you have the premise that I'm sharing with all of us, we understand that Christmas is our story. Story is for. It's the truth. Truth is for. The story is about God. God is for. See, we can go on and on about how we aren't speaking the truth. Speaking is for. Truth is for. God is for. Real is for. The story is for. Of God, of the Spirit of God. But we don't have to use those particular words that we're hung up on, because those words connect us, connect the dots to the numbers of other words that are to be used in the revelations, I'm sorry, the revolution that we're going through. This is a spiritual revolution. It's not a physical and material. The fight is spiritual. And we're all fighters. But we're fighting the wrong thing because of a misconception of what we have been given by those who claim control. So, yes, there were some more things that I wanted to touch on. I just got a text from Brother Kwame, so he must be in the queue now. He's online. But he sent me some things. Yeah, he sent me some things right before class, and I didn't have time to look at it because, again, as I had mentioned, that mixture, my concoction of soursop ginger and my tana leaves, a.k.a. marijuana leaves, that I made tea out of, because that's how I even look at it, as the tanner leaves. And if any of us are familiar with movies, this, that, and the other, because I take certain things from it. Even the old movies and the modern movies dealing with the mummy. And we know the mummy comes from Egypt, Cairo. All these things we've been talking about, even dealing with Cairo, Illinois. Little Egypt. See, so when I see the mummy and they're talking about Kairis, and they're talking about bringing life back by the use of tanner leaves. Key, see, we see a lot of these things in movies and these are our part of our culture. And we run from it because, or we get a repackage and it's given to us this way, and not knowing our cultural connection, we don't see the spirituality and the things that's being done that we can do, but we're looking at it through the lens of entertainment. Again, it's detaining our memory. See, because that's what we're on now. It's called the awakening, dealing with memory and consciousness, just like the melting of the polar ice caps. As it melts, memory and consciousness is released. And this is what's happening. This is, again, what the system, the government cannot stop. But that doesn't mean they're not going to make a hellified effort to stop these things. And, again, the last holiday would be dealing with the first of the year, as they call it, New Year's. And, again, all that energy that we give to a new year that is not the actual new year, which a lot of us are waking up to realize that now that the new year starts in March, the month that we're in right now. But this is why during this time all these things are happening, during this month and right after this month. So, again, as I was saying, all of these 4 months dealing with October, November, December, January, because the first of the month, the new year, so-called, well, they now let us see what has been done behind closed doors. Let us see what has been done while we've been doing all this wrong celebrating for the wrong reason, because it's somebody else's, that we run around putting up Christmas trees, Christmas lights, decorations, buying presents. It's that has nothing to do with Jesus. I know nobody, I ain't going to say nobody, but the majority of the people ain't having a conversation about God and Jesus in reality at their Christmas table, their dinner table, at their Thanksgiving table, at their Halloween parties, at their New Year's Eve, bringing in the New Year party, speaking truth. We party and celebrating and shooting off fireworks and guns to bring in and usher in somebody else's fake phony. And we putting energy into it, because when you party, we party hard. We know that black people love to party. And see, every time we get out and party, do you know how much energy we expend? And I know right away when I said energy that we expend, everybody, yeah, we do. We go, we dance, we drink, we socialize, but we ain't thinking about the spiritual energy that we're burning up. At these gatherings, we usually have drinks that right away change your spirit. Alcohol is called spirits, even the wine. And if we're not on the right thought, because it all starts again with the thought, if we ain't on the right thought, then the manifestation behind what we're speaking into existence ain't going to happen the way we trying to get it to happen, because the thought wasn't even there. The thought was corrupted before it even came out. See? The Creator knows our thought. The Creator knows our heart. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
We have callers on the line when you when you're ready for them.
Okay. I'm great. I'm happy that I just let it flow because I have some other things that I'm quite sure I'll be able to get back to and touch on. But especially with we're going to pick up after we let the callers in, we're going to pick up dealing with, again, what I was trying to say with all of these holidays and the celestial events. During these times, the government, the system creates new laws. That's why on January 1st in most cities, you start to see all of the laws that were composed during the holidays when our eyes weren't there. Our eyes was diverted on Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve. But those 4 months, quarter, last quarter of the year, they implementing all the laws that they're going to use for the new year until the next year to impose more laws.
Yeah.
What just happened this Monday, family? This Monday, most people were distracted by P. Diddy and everything that Homeland Security was after him for sex trafficking, human trafficking, whatever it is that they wanted to do, but most people didn't recognize that it happened during a celestial event, which was Monday we had a full moon, family. But not only did we have a full moon, we had a lunar eclipse. And remember, last week we were talking about the total solar eclipse that will happen in 2 weeks. Or let me make it more plain, 2 weeks from Monday, that was the lunar eclipse. 2 weeks from Monday, we will be into April 8th, which would land on a Monday, and we will have a solar eclipse. So we had an eclipse back-to-back, but then when we tie the total solar eclipse that we'll be talking about, it was two eclipses that we're talking about. And don't get it twisted, that first solar eclipse that happened August 21st, 2017, was on a Monday. Keep that Monday, all these things happening on Monday, even with P. Diddy, but them using P. Diddy to throw us off of the celestial event of the lunar eclipse that happened this Monday. Monday by number comes to two. We talked about it a minute ago. Two is black, and they got us running from black. But when we talk other words and don't see black in it, by not the description and the definition of the word, but by the number, this is how we connect the dot. Sunday is two, it's 20, but it comes to two, which is black. Blackness. The universe, 38, which is two, dealing with the black. This is why things are happening on Monday, because it's dealing with the universe above. And we are affected in the air that we breathe. Air is two. The air that we breathe is connected to the universe by number, by the cosmic, which is two, by the Milky Way, which is two. I can go on and on because we don't see every word that comes out of our mouth by the number. That's what gets us in trouble with this occult language that we speak today. Didn't do it years ago because we didn't know that we are giving the energy back by the words that are coming out of our mouth, because we don't know the number behind these words that's coming out of our mouth. We're pushing their power by pushing their definition, even in thought. Our thought permeates on our power that we have, that we constantly say, how do we take our power back? Let some of these words die the way they're used. It's the content in which we use them to truly give them power. As Martin said, it's not the color of my skin, but the content of my character. Your character behind your word has to speak volume. and the content has to be right. Let me digress and pour the callers in. Please forgive me, family. I get long-winded sometimes when I'm feeling good. And it's that waking up from that nice tea that had me in a mellow state of a reality of dreams. So with that, Sister Antoinette, bring in our family.
Okay, the first caller is, well, everybody's lighting up now, is Erico 706. I believe this is Bubba Kwame.
Yes, it should be 706.
Yeah, my mic is, I was off.
He was on mute. You know what, you had yourself muted.
Right, but good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. You know, excellent class as always, and you know, we're in a time that we need to use our mind. We're in a time to use our minds because we have to, like you said, the event of, you know, the original date is March 21st, and that was a very powerful time because Mars moved into Pisces, and Mars is the planet of war, and Pisces is the planet of spirit. And these two things is that, like you say, in battling spirits, everybody pouring in spirit, because Diddy was into, you know, this thing of making these spirits that he was marketing and putting his you know, his label on it in order to take the people away from their spiritual selves. You know, and we had this, you know, on this eclipse. But then that next morning, the ship ran, and it's listen to this. Oh, who has seen by the dawn's early light, poor bloated drunkard to his home weakly reeling, with bleary eyes and red nose, most revolting to sight, yet still in his breast, not a throb of shame feeling, and the plight he has in, steeping in filth of his chin, gave proof through the night in the gutter he'd been. Gave proof through the night in the gutter he'd been, while the pitiable wretch would stagger along. To the shame of his friends might the cheers of the throng. You know, that was the stanza and the music that they put Francis Key's Star Spangled Banner poem to, called the Irish Drunk Song. That's where it came from. That's the stanzas that they mixed it into what he wrote about what he saw standing on that ship as they were, the British were bombing Fort Henry. And in him standing on that ship, it was at dawn's early light that he saw the flag still flying. But he took the stanza and he took the tempo of that music of the drunk song of England from the Irish, and he put the words for the, what we now call Star Spangled Banner, which is the national anthem in 1931. Congress made it that. But it was just that part of him being a slave owner, standing there, you know, looking at them fighting and battling in that harbor in Baltimore, and for that ship to down those keys says is that was the breaking of America, because that was the way out, that was the way in that the British was trying to come into. And so we're seeing these events because London Bridge is falling down. And the thing is that what is falling down is the cancerous thing that is eating up the royal family. And so we're seeing the British monarchy and they're going through their part. And then we're seeing the thing that's happening in America. And X marks the spot. And this is what we're having because August 21st, as you said, 2017, was the first eclipse across America. And then April 8th will be the second eclipse. And I share it with you, you know, that it's coming in from Mexico. It's going to cross into Texas, and it's going to cross Texas at the southern border of Mexico and Texas, right there in Kerrville, and that's the place where Stonehenge is put at. And then it's going to go across Dallas, and Dallas is where on November 22nd, 1963, is where Kennedy was assassinated. And then it goes up a little further, and it's crisscrossed from the 2017 crossing that happened in 2017. This one will cross right there at San Antonio, where what is it that we're fighting at the border right now? That was where the Alamo was, because the Mexicans were trying to fight the Texans because they did not want them to establish slavery in Texas. And then we go on up, and cross over the Nile and go past Memphis and go up into what we call today Little Egypt. And Little Egypt is famous for because you got Cairo, you got Thebes, and you got Karnak. Those are the three Egyptian names there. But it crosses Memphis because Memphis is on the other side of the Mississippi, and it's got to come across that energy line where what Memphis is. And so you got Memphis, Thebes, Karnak, and Cairo. And then you got Little Egypt. Then it goes up into Maine, and there in that area, too, is where the UFO hit, and then they found the remains of mummies that were buried in the woods, in the forest of Maine. So you're looking at this line of energy revealing a line of truth that has to be revealed. And this is why Mars is in Pisces, because we're in a spiritual battle. We're in spiritual warfare. And these are the energies of the alignment that is coming up. And then you have April the 12th, 1861, North Carolina, Fort Sumter. The first shot was fired that began the what? The Civil War. What is the movie that they're going to release? April 12, 2024? The Civil War. California against America. So we're seeing, and it's a good time to be alive because this is why we were put here in this now moment, to be giving these truths as they're activated in us, and also part of being able to bear witness to change. Because we as elders knew what it was like with the Civil Rights Movement. We knew our grandparents talked about the stories of Tulsa, Oklahoma, of the lynchings and the things that went on across America, especially in the South. And so it's a great time for this part of this great cosmic conscious shift. I've been talking about this. And these are the things in which the reality, the veil has been lifted, and the truth is coming out of the dark. Because, yes, we are black, but out of black comes light. And then we're shining the light on what all they've been doing in the dark, calling us black. Our regrets.
Thank you. Boy.
I say. Brother Kwame, great. Great input. I love it. I'm going to piggyback on that after the callers, the other callers are in.
Everybody has to wait for a second. I lost the board. I'm trying to get the board back up.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Let's try. Ms. Cam, are you there? If you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off. Okay, whoever 313 is, if it's not Ms. Kim. Okay. Sister Parrish.
Come back. Okay. Great.
Sister Parrish.
What they see?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, ma'am. You can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Something's going on with my phone. I sent
it's everybody's
you...
phone. It's everybody's
okay.
phone.
Okay. I sent you a post, sister, about Walgreens.
Yes.
And I sent it to Brother Kwame because those numbers up in that post, it's about the sister. I think she's 24 or 26, and she's 7 months pregnant. And her and her friend, this is in Walgreens in Knoxville, I think. I can't go back to it, but I sent it to you and Brother Kwame. But the numbers, she was shot 7 times. She's 7 months pregnant. I'm wondering what the hell is up with the energy, because somebody else came in and talked about how they're taking us out of here. And then when this popped in on my phone about the woman who's 7 months pregnant was 7 times shot and her baby is in critical condition, she's in critical condition. What's up with that? In Knoxville, Tennessee, the address, I think, adds up to a 7. It's a whole bunch of 7s in there as I was reading it. If you can pull it up, Brother Kwame or Sister Antoinette, because I can't get it back. Brother Kwame, and greetings, family.
Okay,
greetings, give me a moment. Okay, and two, I always suggest, family, and again, we got to get back. Go back into our prehistoric stack of things that we were taught and now using them for a reason, because for me, everything else is some type of excuse that we use. Because, again, as I'm always reiterating to Sister Antoinette, it ain't no reason that you have to try to pull something up if you wrote it down. When we first see it, if it piques your curiosity, get a pen and paper and write that shit down. Write everything in that article that's important. When you tell people to go and direct them to the article, you got the main gist of what you wanted them to say, and you ain't got to look for it no more. Again, we put it in their hands when we always on these devices trying to pull up stuff that we've seen that we know. At any time, they can pull down. They can cut. But if you got it wrote down, that's your record. That's your note. That ain't, can't nobody change that shit. But we, I don't know how many times I hear our family, this is part of what we have to start doing. It's called practice. We got to start practicing. When we see something, write this down, all the important parts. Don't leave it to the computer to pull it back up and think we going to find it at one time. Then we give the work to our constituents. Can you look this up? I can't find it. Well, why ain't you got it? You read it. See, there's a school here. We learn these things. We don't perpetuate by not doing. It's called apply what you got. Use what you got to get what you want. We know at any time these phones can shut down. But while we got them and we get the information, write it down. That's why I'm always emphasizing. I got shit about 50 pieces of paper here, blank in front of me, ready to write down what y'all talk about that resonates with me. But it's the same thing. Y'all got to do your homework, and it's right there at home. When y'all see things, take the time out. We got lazy, and we're going to talk about everybody else. We done got lazy with these contraptions that we use, these devices, and we want to let them do all the work. Damn it. Why we think that we're, like they say, dumbing down America. This is part of dumbing us down. We don't want to take the time to write it no more. And we see the importance of what we're looking at. See? So we should have it. When we talk about things, this should be right in our face. If you ain't got a computer or a laptop, but again, at any time, that can black out. That can go dark. And then we're stuck trying to tell somebody what we want to tell them because we don't have it right in front of us. Because we didn't take the time out to write it down, because that's just too much damn work. Stop it, family. Stop it. That becomes a record for the generations behind us that don't get to hear us. They'll get to read us. be a part of the book that we're a part of and write down your journey. Oh, this is a journey. And you forget shit. We all forget stuff. But if it's wrote down, you can always bring it to memory by looking on that paper, because what you write down is your incantations, it's your intentions to share with other people. Don't make it hard for them. It was hard for you. Now don't give them the same test that you did. They shouldn't have to do the groundwork that you did. That's what we're doing. That's what we do it for. We do it so those after us ain't got to make the mistake. They ain't got to do the work that we did. We got it for them. And when
okay,
we tell them stuff,
it.
We okay.
I found it. I found it. Her, it's interesting. Oh, God. Her name is Ferguson. She's 24. She's 7 months pregnant. This happened just at Walgreens, and the team leader came out and followed her, God dang it, followed her into the parking lot and shot her 7 times. They got a lawsuit going on. But her last name is Ferguson. That's what got me, and they shot her 7 times. At Walgreens. What's up with all of this going on, Brother Eddie? Why is this energy? What is it that, why are we, why is this happening?
Like I said, we can only speculate on certain things until, again, like you bring them up and we see things. Some of these things is meant to keep us off, to keep us distracted, to keep us talking about things. But, again, like I said, if it resonates with you, that's why you write it down. Because at the end of the day, the only time that you could put the numbers or whatever you use to the story that you're reading that affected you, regardless of what it's about. But the craziness that you are talking about is what I'm dealing with the class tonight, previous classes, and what I said earlier, that everything that's happening is predicated on the celestial movements above. As we said, this just happened recently because you're just reading it, and we just talked about the energy from the full moon also dealing with the lunar eclipse. This movement of the solar eclipse across America, as Brother Kwame mentioned, that it's going to start in Mexico, and it's going to travel across 14 states. There's that five, y'all, 14 states, until it hits Canada. And what's happening right now is that this energy, the solar, coming from the sun, is magnetic energy. If we know the content behind the whole story on questions that we would have, did this individual, this female, did she have the shot?
Better
yet,
what?
Did the individual that shot her, did he get the shot? See, this energy that we're feeling from all these celestial events are affecting us as above, so below. When we're talking about things that's happening, we're not understanding that we are a part of the event that's getting ready to happen. So, again, understanding what's going to take place spiritually with this event occurring and the things that's coming right behind this event is giving us signs and symbols on what's going to happen. It's always balance. It's going to happen one or two ways. It's going to happen with some being saved and some being sacrificed. We're seeing
and
those who are getting caught up, regardless of who has what in mind and plan and all, that the spiritual side tells us from what's getting ready to take place. Because, again, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned the state of Tennessee that this happened in. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. At the Walgreens.
Okay. at the Walgreens, but regardless of where it is, it's in Tennessee. Is that a coincidence that we're talking about this solar eclipse and the path that is taken across America, that from Mexico, the 14 states, it enters Texas. From Texas, it goes through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and a small part of Tennessee. She's just a small part, but it was in Tennessee. This is where this
Brother
energy.
Eddie,
yes, sir.
What she's talking about is an incident that happened a while. What they have in the news is she's filing a lawsuit against Walgreens for a
right.
coming out when she was 7 months pregnant. That's Nashville, Tennessee. What, Knoxville?
Okay.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Like I said,
okay.
But it was still the state of Tennessee that I'm mentioning, that portion of Tennessee will be hit by that line of this solar eclipse. And what we have to understand, too, is that connecting to that is understanding during the North transatlantic slave trade, we remember and we talk about constantly that the route that these ships took with these slaves coming here and other ports that they took these slaves to, that all of the damn hurricanes that we have and have come, it all follow the same route as those ships that brought our ancestors in here. Now, it's not a coincidence that this solar eclipse in those same 14 states that I mentioned were part of the Underground Railroad to freedom from Texas, even Mexico, all the way up to Canada. It's the same line, man. Did we notice that? Or are we going to let somebody else tell us part of our history dealing with the spiritual implications that this particular solar eclipse is going to have and what's going to be the result as part of the craziness that Mother AZ and others are talking about? Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but that's why I was saying that these are the energies. It's not that eclipse and this other one, but it's all the above. Because when I was sharing the part of Mars being the warrior planet, moving into Pisces, the spiritual planet, this alignment, you can go to Moon's Omens, 2020, March 21st, 2024. Mark is called Moon's Omens. And what it's talking about is this alignment when Mars went into Pisces on the 21st. This is an alignment that being Mars in Pisces, the spiritual warrior. These are the tools of the spiritual warfare that we are having aligned in the heavens. Then Venus will go into Pisces, and they will both be in there. So love and war and the whole spiritual essence of all of these truths are coming from these planets' energy down to this planet Earth. All of this is in alignment. And so what we're looking at, these events, because when you have a full moon, every police department and every emergency room puts on extra staff because they know that moon moves to water and the brain is 80% water, people are going to get imbalanced. And it moves ocean, so you know what it does to your little body of water. So what we're looking at is the creator, the cosmic consciousness, the universal God, as Dick Gregory used to say, is that he is in divine order and we are being put into order or being put on notice to get in order. We're being put on notice that we have to get in order because these are the events that cause when the spirit is disconnected from its source. And so these are the things that are being energized in Earth as it is in the heavens, in the planet as it is in us. And so what we're having to understand is this is a greater than us war. No weapons can even combat against this. And they are trying their darndest, because in 2017 they turned on the GPS signal to see how many people were navigating and on this thing about the eclipse. When this one comes on April the 8th, they're going to use they took the shackles and just made it into technology. We have shackled ourselves to these cell phones. We are shackled to the cell phones, and we're on this new energy called social media, SM, the new slave master. We in the new Jim Code. You talk about the slave routes. These are the new slave routes. Take the knowledge and create what they want with our children if we don't take our children back. It's called epistemicide.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. As I stated some time ago, years ago, that the cell phone today is your jail cell. So, yes, we have tethered ourselves, and especially the youth. This is why this time that we're in is called the digital age. Digital age is 3113. That's the children of God. Children 31, God 13. The digital age is our children. We call it them new school. This is our children that are being inundated with all of these things that if we don't really stand up out of all this talking that we do and turn around and start to educate our children, because for them to disband teaching our culture known as Black history, and again, dwelling it down to a week, a month, or whatever, or not at all, but to now let us know in our face that it is being replaced with homosexual LGBTQ history, teaching our children how to have homosexual sex with each other. I had never in my life, my adult life, because I'm not into any of that, heard of a butt plug. And two, I had read an article about them teaching children how to use a freaking butt plug. I'm a parent. All my children are grown, so I don't have to worry about this nonsense. But I don't hear any parent at all screaming at the top of their lungs about this craziness, this insanity that they are allowing and even pushing in the public school system. And let's bring it right, it's all the damn schools, be it elementary school, high school, college or university. It's in our face everywhere. But again, this type of stifling silence is taking us out. Silence is golden, but there's a time and a place to be silent. And it's a time and a place. Lift every voice. It's a time to lift your voice and sing your song, damn it, whatever it is, sing it. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. You got somebody else on the line?
I have a quick question, please.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mother Z.
What the heck? Can you talk it into your phone? Will your phone tell you what a – I'm not trying to be funny. I never heard of a butt plug. Oh, my God. I don't even like saying it. Oh, my God.
Oh, pull it up, Mother Z. It's out there. Yeah, like I said, they're teaching this to our children in these elementary schools, dealing with this homosexual education and curriculum now that they're pushing. It's not just it's a curriculum that they want, just like history, math, science, English. They want LGBTQ curriculum, and they're pushing it. Our children know more about LGBTQ history than they do about black history, than they do about American history, because they're putting all that out their mind. Go ahead, Mother AJ.
Okay. I'm going to mute. This is the second shock I got today, and I could hear the dear one said, Arizona, you've been all over this goddamn planet, but you just got off a freaking turnip truck. So I'm going to be talking to my phone, a butt plug. Yes, sir.
Mom AZ.
Yes, sir, Brother Kwame.
I just sent you Dean of Elite Chicago School brags about handing out dildos and butt plugs and lubes to students ages 14 through 18 in the lessons about queer sex and bringing in drag queens to hang out in the undercover video. This is a Chicago school.
That's pitiful. And people are supposed to send their children to school. Heck no. I'm sorry. Yes, Brother Kwame.
No, I can send it to you, you know, because Brother Eddie is speaking truth. And so these are things that they are putting in. This is in Chicago at what Francis W. Parker School in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, please do.
If any of the family is online, it's in the Daily Mail. Daily Mail on December 8, 2022. It was updated on December 9, 2022.
Okay. I'm going to mute before I cut due to Brother West. I'm on mute. Okay.
Brother West isn't on here, sister.
He gets raw, and I don't want to do to Brother West. You know how Brother West gets sometimes. I don't want to roll in. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank us. All right, I'm on mute.
Okay, thank you, Brother Kwame. I got it. Thank you. Oh, my. Well, y'all. Oh, shoot.
We appreciate of you taking the time to run this board and giving us the opportunity for the North and the South and the West and you on the East. So we got all four. We got NEWS. We got news that don't get broadcast. I mean, in certain venues and things get pushed under the rug, but we got to know what's going on, and especially with our children.
That's a big
thing. Yes, you're definitely right about that. And that's something that, you know, in order for us to fix us, we have to talk about us. And, you know,
We got to know where the crack is. We got to know where the leak is at. We got to know where the hole is. We got to know how to fix what we need to fix with asking power from our Creator.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely correct about that.
Said, Brother Kwame, the North, East, West, and South, the directions of the four corners of the earth, the news is what we're doing. This is the good news that's talked about biblically. We're bringing the good news because the news that we're sharing is alternative information that the social media and the news, local news, does not share, because what we're giving is the truth, and the truth that we give is the revolution that we've been talking about that won't be, because guess what? We're not on television. We're on the radio, because the revolution, the truth, will never be televised unless we on it giving the truth. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and see, this is what I was saying about with me last night when I was journaling, and I always journal before I go to sleep. And I was talking about what I saw when I went to Wally World yesterday, Walmart. And what they're doing is they're putting all these automated systems in. Now they got you going through a maze with your buggies, and you got to stand there, and their traffic director, do you want self-service or do you want to wait for a cashier? Do you want self-service? And it's like at the airport with the TSA directing you to go through this screening to get to spend your money. This is the part that got me. I'm standing here to spend my money, and you going to tell me which way to go because you don't want to put enough people on these cash registers in order for them to have a job, but also for us to be able to move through your business in a timely manner. And so I'm looking at, and I said this in my, I said, for the emancipation, now we're silicone workers because this is what the technology is having us to become, these two silicone workers for the information plantation. We're working on these information plantations on these social medias and this information plantation. That's why I say it's the social media, but when you look at the SM, it's just the new slave master and how the new Jim Crow Wi-Fi shackles are put on us, and they're taking the knowledge. They're calling it knowledge, but they're taking the knowledge and giving us this artificial thought called artificial intelligence. This is where we're at.
Yes, yes, we've been talking about AI. Yes, go ahead.
This clown, this Parker, is he the one that's pushing this? I'm not going to do the West. Oh, okay, is he the one pushing this?
Mama AZ, you have to read it for yourself, and then you
I'm reading it, Brother Kwame. God dang it, I'm reading it, but I'm not getting clarification.
Calm down. You can't perceive something if you're in a tizzy. So calm it down. Breathe, Mama AZ. Breathe, Mama AZ.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I love it, though. Okay. I love it.
That's not funny, Brother Harris. That's not funny. If he's the one that's doing this, he already looks like a clown, a reptilian that has been connected to different species.
Slavery has existed in many different forms throughout history. The reduction of another human being to the status of property, used for labor at the command of another, has been a feature of almost every society on Earth until the 19th century or so. No system of slavery has attracted more attention than the transatlantic slave trade, established by Europeans to provide slave labor for their American colonies. Around 12 million...
Okay, well, whatever it was, it stopped now.
What was that?
I don't know.
God. Okay. I it wasn't on my end. I don't know. Okay. But if you heard it, I heard it. Anyway, okay. All right. I'm calm.
Okay, good. You got calm. And it's something I want to do that I seldom do, but again, as at the beginning of class, I tell everybody I've been working out. I've been going to the gym. I want to give a shout out to a new listener, and he's an employee for Planet Fitness that I go to, Brother Joey. And again, Joey comes to 13, and he wanted me to basically talk about that number 4 because he heard me mention that 13 or 4 equals God. God comes to 13 24/7 all day long. That's why we say 24/7. 2 plus 4 plus 7 is 13. That's God all day long. That's what we do. But I didn't want to interrupt Mother AZ. I wanted to say that so you can finish calming down as Brother Kwame said, breathe, Mother AZ, breathe. You know, because even my cousin from California, she got a good laugh out of that. Help us. Thank us, but help us. You know, because it was funny. You know, when we saying it again, the levity to, again, ease our mind, ease our soul, you know, ease our spirit, you know, so we won't get discombobulated because we're upset, you know, we're angry, we're mad. These emotions stop the proper reaction. We start reacting wrong, which causes problems, which we get in a whole bunch of trouble. So we just have to learn to control our emotions. And again, you get more flies with honey than vinegar. So again, you just want to maintain. And again, when we see ourselves getting a little bit overboard, it takes us a time to bring us back. Somebody needs to pull our coattail. So that's all that's done. It's just like at the beginning of AZ when I was saying, write it down. This is not anything negative on you. It's for all of us, you know, not to be so complacent. But it's also constructive criticism. See,
I understand. I understand, Arthur.
Yes.
I do. So, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
and overstand. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's all. This, as we say, it's all in love. We're doing it in love because that's why the criticism is constructive. It's to do things that will help us. It's not to hurt, impede anything you're trying to do. It's to enhance it, if anything. So this is what we try to do because, again, we're the record keepers, and we got to remember what it was that we did in the beginning of time before we had technology. The technology was our brain. And from our brain, we put it on paper. We put it on wall. We made the hieroglyphs. We did all these things, and we forgot who we were and what we did. We were the original scribers that are now called writers, but we're not writing today. Because, again, at the majority of the time, we don't feel we got anything worth writing that we want to write down. But we do. That's part of our story. And, you know, we just have to do it, you know, and practice because that's all it takes. Once you start, once you get started, it's hard to stop. Thank you, Shaka Khan. Once you get started, it is hard to stop. Just can't stop. Just can't stop it. When you get down, so we got to get down. Get up for the downstroke. Everybody get up. So, yeah, go ahead, Mother AZ, Brother Kwame, Sister Antoinette, add to it. Or if we got some more callers who have their hand raised. Y'all okay out there?
You're
talking. Okay. All right. Drink some water, Mother AZ. Drink some water. Don't try to talk and you choking. Drink some water.
Yeah.
I got it.
Right.
I'm going to mute. I got it.
Okay, then. Okay, Sister Antoinette, did we have anybody else with their hand raised?
Just a moment, Brother Abby.
Okay.
Oh, can you talk for a few minutes? Carry on, and I'll let you know when I pass.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you go get you some water. Get yourself together, too. No problem. It's water time. Take a break, y'all. We on this break time. But anyway, as I was talking about Brother Joy, a little shout-out to him, too, family, from the beginning of the month that I joined this club, it's been great. Family, I'm 64. I feel like I'm 46 right now, you know, even 34. You know, things that I'm able to do now that I wasn't able to do 2-3 months ago. So I'm ready to start teaching again, teaching martial arts, teaching meditation, teaching yoga, teaching Tai Chi, all these different things that, you know, all these good positive vibrations are coming back to me. Cuz, I know you're still on the line. My cousin from California, we work out via the phones when we are motivating each other. We text or call each morning or every other morning to ensure that we're working out or we're getting to the gym because she inspired me to even start. That wasn't on my program. I wasn't thinking about this, but I went. It's great. And I wanted to tell Cuz this, because we were talking about meditation. And I must say, half of my workout, and I say an hour of my workout, is meditating, dealing with the exercises I'm doing, because an hour out of my 2, sometimes 3 hours of working out, a complete hour is done on stretching for an hour, family.
That's another one else I have about the extension. I'm sorry.
Okay, then. No problem. Bring them in. Bring your family in.
No, no one has their hand up. If anyone has a question or comment.
Okay.
Yes, if you have a question or comment, please press 1 and I'll bring you in.
So as I was saying right quick, because, yeah, I know it's hard for you to be able to meditate in your workout routines and rituals because you have someone working out with you or a trainer or something to that effect. And when you have somebody, you can't be in that certain moment of silence, of peace. And this is why when I do a particular stretch, I'm stretching my limb anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes at a time. I don't, people come in and get in what's called a cage and they get in there and they call themselves stretching or whatever, 2-3 minutes and they go on and get on the weights. Ain't nobody in there to be no Arnold Schwarzenegger, no Lou Ferrigno, even though you got a lot of people who are perpetrating. That's another story. It's not for me to judge. I'm not judging. I just identify what I see. But at the same time, during those times of stretching, I'm meditating. See? And again, that's something that a lot of us don't do. We don't meditate because meditation keeps you focused on what it is you are trying to accomplish in your life. It gets you into your visualization through your meditation so you can visualize your positive thoughts. You can visualize your dreams. You can visualize what it is you want in order to manifest and make it come into fruition, make it happen. But the meditation is starting with that deeper thought coming, permeating from the mind, permeating from the brain, the thought that we're getting. Again, I love saying, where do you get your funk from? Where do you get your thought from, family? Where did you get your thought? I ain't talking about who taught you, who gave you this and said this to you. Your individual thought, your uncut thought, it ain't been tampered or stepped on by nobody else's garbage to make it weaker. That's why they say, I want uncut funk, the bomb. Uncut drugs mean you didn't step on it. It's pure. P-funk, pure thought, baby. And again, it's hard to meet any adult person today with a pure thought. In order to catch on to a pure thought, we got to go back to the children. Children say the darnest things. They have pure thoughts that have not been tampered with. It's being slated by parents, teachers, friends, peers, others are putting things on that blank piece of paper, that screen of their mind. But again, before it's completely filled with a whole bunch of everybody else's garbage that came from outside, because again, this is why we haven't learned to meditate and come from within, inside out, not outside in. Because that's what education has given us, everything on the outside to take in and absorb, not to cultivate their gift, what they present in their conversation, where their mind is. As again, children say the darndest things to hear what they come up with their minds of innocence. That actually teaches us, the teacher, the parent, the adult, something, because we wouldn't dare think of it that way with our imagination, because now we use too much information. Well, people say it ain't too much information. Well, when the information is not being taken in and digested within with everything that you know to see what you can extract. We're doctors, family. What you can extract from the information that you've been giving from others. Because like it said, there's a reason for everything. Did you think about the reason that you meet people every day? Do we reflect through meditation what happened during the course of the day in our personal life? That's a personal meditation right there, to go through the mirror of reflections of everything that transpired in a day, using your memory banks to even tune your mind to think about things and the way that you perceive things that come to you for your particular reason, particular season. Does it stay or does it go? Do we keep these things in our mind? So since we don't have any other callers, right quick, let me deal with, again, getting back, touching on some of the points of tonight's class, going back to last week that we've been touching on tonight, dealing with the solar eclipse. We're getting different views, which is always good. You always deal with different ways, different angles that people come from you to give us the information so that we can fill in the gap. See, because again, that's what has happened. What we are awakening to, the time and space between the frequencies of sound, this is what they haven't figured out yet. When we constantly talking about frequency and sound, that's the awakening to those particular frequencies coming from sounds that we're becoming aware of. And it's between the time and space, because we're finding out how much of an illusion that man-made time is. When Brother Kwame mentioned the 21st and things that start happening, which in the original calendar was the equinox or the solstice every 3 months, March 21st, spring equinox, June 21st, summer solstice, September 21st, autumn equinox, December 21st, winter solstice. We've forgotten these things, and it's because, again, we have become primordial spectators to things that are happening, not recognizing and realizing that we are the event that's taking place. And because even our mind, thought, concentration, and effort is put on looking up at these events that occur. I said 14 states where you got 30 some odd more states that won't see what these 14 states will see as this solar eclipse moves across America. But again, dealing with the energy of that solar eclipse, which also is connected to the lunar eclipse that just happened Monday, connected to the eclipse that happened August 21st, 2017, 7 years ago. All these eclipses are happening on a Monday. And by the way, next Monday, family, is another substantial event, not celestial, but down here dealing with the numbers. It's called April Fool. April Fool's Day is 4-1. That's the 5. Who's going to be played a joke on? That's why joke is 14. Are you going to be the trick? Tricky Dick? Trick is 23. Who's going to get a trick or a joke played on them? on April Fool's. But see, are we distracted by the name April Fool and not looking at the number to see what is being revealed? Because Judgment Day that's coming, we can't be judged until everything has been revealed. This is why the revealing, the revelation is happening right now. All things are being revealed. Be it good, be it bad, it's all being revealed. So back to this happening of this solar eclipse. What is put together with that? Okay, I got it. Put together with that solar eclipse, we have right after the solar eclipse in April, in May, we're turning around in May, and we're going to have the cicadas. All of these cicadas will be coming in. And unlike the locusts, by the way, locust is 32. Cicadas are 23. They both defy. Back to the five things being revealed. The locusts were a plague, but the cicadas are dealing with birth, freedom, and liberation. Standing that for 13 to 17 years, depending on what brew, what species, for those who don't know what a brew is, of cicadas that come up, they remain underground for 13, there's that 13, which is a 4, or 17, which is an 8. Somebody mentioned to me about 4 and 8. And we know 8 is this year, 2024. Anyway, when they emerge from underground after all these years, they come up and they're singing. Because of being free, being born now and being free and liberated to be above ground. And see, that's what's getting ready to happen for some of us. Hate to say it that way, because it's more of us that's going down with this sinking ship of society that's pushing all this nonsense. The old saying, we're in it, but not of it. We're in the system, but don't get it twisted. We're not of this system. We're not of this insanity that we constantly see every day. See? And just like I was talking about earlier to an individual, that when we saw or heard about the Civil War, American Revolutionary War, First World War, Second World War, the Vietnam War, that, again, referring back to the Tuskegee Airmen that were within that range of these particular wars, dealing with World War II on up until the Korean War, and some might have still been in during the Vietnam War. But to say that all of our melanated brothers and sisters who served at that time, when we got back here to the States, we were still treated as second-class citizens. It wasn't until the Vietnam War where a lot of our Caucasian constituents saw how blacks were always treated. The way that they treated all of the veterans from the Vietnam War as baby killers, as terrorists, as this, that, and the other. And it wasn't until America picked up that mirror and looked at herself how she was treating those of us, myself being a vet, who basically served their country honorably and still didn't get the respect and the honor bestowed upon them when they returned home. But it's just like right now, it ain't about color. It ain't about race. That's part of the game people play. games people play, that we get stuck on race and color. This is 2024, and we still talking about racism. We ain't figured that one out, that we being played on all ends. And like I said, you know, black, my color. Black is a state of mind, unlike a lot of people my color that ain't my kind. They don't have the mindset that a lot of us have, and it doesn't deal with color. It deals with consciousness. It's deal with elevating your consciousness. It's about truly understanding your journey to be able to receive the message from the messenger that we meet every day. We meet different messengers with a message throughout our lives, throughout a day, throughout the course of the week. We meet all these people, but we don't take the energy nor the time to sit back and reflect why, the reason why you meet, talk to certain people. Ain't nothing a coincidence. But we don't even the things that not being a coincidence. Go ahead. Is somebody trying to say something?
Yes, we have a caller. Area code 415. Area code 415.
It's me. Hi, everyone. It's me, Olivia.
Hey,
California.
Hey.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Cuz, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm well. I'm in well-being. I'm just listening, and I'm just, like, taking it all in. So I kind of have, like, a question. So the playing on our emotions, that's what I'm sensing, because we had the lunar eclipse on a Monday, which was the 25th, and then April 1st is the Mercury
Monday.
Retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mercury retrograde, and then we'll turn around and get hit again on April 8th with the solar eclipse. So that's three Mondays, which is moon days, which is moon represents our emotions. So they're playing on our emotions depending on what state of mind that people are in, their higher consciousness versus lower consciousness.
Of course they are, because I told you, You be saying everything by number. You just mentioned moon day or Monday. As I mentioned earlier, Monday comes to 11, which is a 2. Emotions come to 29, which is a 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Monday deals with your emotions. It's
you
all
know,
on the
on
2.
That, on that, they found two bodies.
Mm-hmm. Where?
I mean, you know, y'all keep mentioning in Baltimore where the boat hit the bridge. Remember, they were looking for six bodies, and they found two of them.
This is new to me because, like I said, Sister Antoinette, as I always tell the family, is that the most TV I watch is cartoons. I might watch a lot of sci-fi, this, that, and me, but the majority is a cartoon because I got a cartoon mind. I got a child's like mind. My mind is always going to stay there because I'm a child of God. So I'm always concerned, as we say, about our children. I want to know what you're feeding our babies, and I know they watch more cartoons, animation, than anything. So I want to know what's in those cartoons that you feed into the minds of our children. See?
Oh, most definitely, especially Disney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all that, yeah.
Yeah,
Disney,
but I know Disney was really terrible.
Well, we found that out.
My daughter was a baby.
Yeah, you can go back and find all the sexual innuendos that they did from The Lion King all the way to The Little Mermaid, the little details that they have with sexual scenes in it that at times is so fast that you don't consciously see it, but the subconscious, the sponge of the brain, picks everything up. It sees everything. And like I said, they're feeding our children and then some of these newfangled cartoons are really doing a job on our children, you know. So, again, that's us picking the baton up, picking the banner back up to stop the nonsense that they put in our minds that was called the generational gap. It was never a gap in the generation. The gap was us not talking to one another so that we could basically pass along the real information that the schools were not allowed to do, you know. And I'm not just going to say allowed. It was just that people or teachers bought into the nonsense and taught dealing with the manuscript. We're not in a movie, so why are you using life? Is spontaneous. Life happens. We were not taught to adapt to situations like that because we were programmed by the institution of a boxed-in mind. This is why we always heard the term think outside the box. How can that be when you put us in the box using education and institutionalizing our thought? You know, so like I said, it's just time for everything to unfold, unravel, and be what it's supposed to be in the time it's supposed to be, because nobody can stop a person or a revolutionary time that has come. The time has come. We've been talking about it so long that, again, we are speaking things into existence, even if we don't believe what we're saying, but we've been saying it for a dramatically long time. We've been saying these things for decades. So it ain't like it's just starting. No, it's just recycling back. As we say, what you put out, you'll surely get back. And, again, I've been long-winded. Sister Antoinette had texted me earlier that we're coming up on the last part, so it seemed like we are going to go a little bit over. So if anybody's on the computers and they want to continue listening to our broadcast, please call in 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. And you have to do it within the next minute. Forgive me for that, family. I've been long-winded, and we didn't give that number out for those who are online. Sister Antoinette, did you have anything you want to add with that, dealing with Drive On Show?
Oh, yes. Don't forget Drive On on Sunday at 10, between 10 and 10:30 on Sunday a.m. in the morning. And don't forget
Brother Ray.
Brother Ray at 3 o'clock where we're drumming. Everyone, you know, you're drumming at home. If you don't have a drum, drum on your table, you know, wherever, you know, whatever you wish to use as a drumming, you know, but we're drumming to Miss Kim's Lift Every Voice. Okay, but we're drumming to back these demons off, you know, these people, so that they can cut their mess, you know. So this is what we're praying, and everyone to pray in whatever way you pray. You know, we're asking for all of that because we have to back these things off. And, you know, this goes along with the show with, you know, simple solutions. Well, a simple solution is the drumming at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So I encourage everyone to please participate in that and to encourage others that you know that, you know, you don't have to be a drummer. It's not, you know, being anything fantastic because, look, trust and believe, y'all, I'm not a drummer. I cannot keep a beat. But I can still hit the table. Now I can pound and I can pray. So I encourage everyone to please do that with us. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday. Okay, Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie?
Had myself on mute, you know.
Okay, I was going to get that drop. I'm like, who cares?
No. I had myself on mute because my cat jumped in the bed with me where I got, you know, about 50 papers all over the bed to go through or to write stuff down as we talk, which I constantly do. But two, Cuz, I hope I answered your question with everything happening on that moon day, Monday, which is a two, dealing with the moon, dealing with our emotions, because, again, this is why the full moon, the moon, the light of the moon reflected from the sun affects people. That's why on the full moon we have a lot of lunar ticks, lunar moon, lunar moon, same number, different word, but means the same thing. The lunar moon, the full moon deals with lunar ticks. It, again, is your emotions. It's playing on the motion of the ocean, the water. As Brother Kwame said, we're 70% water that's in the body. And this is what happens with the full moon, the waves that are affecting the water in the body. This is why a lot of people go off during the full moon or around that time. These things start to happen. So, again, I hope I answered your question dealing with the emotions, because emotions brings on wrong reactions. That's why reaction is two. Emotion is two. Moon is two. Once we start to react and it's a wrong reaction, we get in a whole bunch of trouble. Trouble is two. Like I said, if we start to see how to connect the dots by the number of words, we can talk by the number, using words to guide what we're doing and what we're saying. And, again, it comes out right, because I won't say right. It makes sense. The numbers, like they say, numbers don't lie. Once you learn to use this, you won't lie, and you will make so much sense, because you're led by the number behind the words, not the definition of each word. That's what gets us stuck. And we put so much emphasis on words that somebody else gave a definition to that controls our thought. Ain't black. You can see the majority of people aren't black. It ain't too many of us that's darker than Bernie Mac, that's darker than the female that played in Precious, that purplish black. We ain't that dark. So it's not your color. Like I said, it's a state of mind. And when your state is predicated on somebody else's thought or saying, just like if I ask an individual, what state do you live in, and they tell me Arkansas or Illinois or Michigan, nigga, that's the place you reside. Your state is your state of mind. That's the state I'm looking for. That's the state we all connected to. But because we've been put in different sectors that they've given a name to by state, this is what we think when they say you're living in your mind, regardless of where you plant your feet, whatever they call it. Because, again, we not bought into it. How do I know that when I go to another place that I'm in Michigan now instead of Illinois, I'm in Indiana instead of Wisconsin? Because they give you a sign, an invisible barrier, and we buy into, oh, I'm in California now, because somebody that said you're in California. Who says where the borderline stops and starts? Who gave it that to say right here and not 2 miles up the road? This ain't actually where California. No, we take it for granted that, yeah, this is a state. No, it's your state of mind. Don't buy into any of that, because, again, it's, again, them telling us stuff from the outside that we are letting affect what's in us and even our thinking and belief. Three sides to every story: your side, my side, and the truth. We got to stand on the truth. We got to stand on truth. And that's what we are pushing in these classes. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. That's why you're using those words, swearing on the Bible. Truth is 31 and God is 13. You're saying the same number, different words. That's why God is the truth. But you have to see God in more than just the word that has been given to you. And use the words that English has designated. If they knew or didn't know, you know, so has it been written, so shall it be. They wrote this. I didn't. I'm just able to see by number what it is that we're supposed to see now to straighten this out. Let's straighten it out. Baby, let's straighten it out. But it's like we have to know the times that we're in. It's time to shut this system down, family, and we can do it. And as I said, I started off with different words that came from songs that I rearranged. I give this rearrangement to our young ancestor now, Prince. So understanding that it's time to shut it down. And the world now is looking at us, like we say, it's up to us to fix us. It's us that they're looking at. So when they're looking at we, not just me, but when they're looking at we, but they never see how we got so funky, it becomes a mystery. It must be the genetics in our DNA. It's because the electric magnetism, when they see us, they can't get away. The electric magnet impulses, the electromagnetic feel that each individual resonates and generates. We have that power as He-Man cartoon raises that sword of Greystone and says, I have the power. We all have that power. That's why that sword is no more than the words we speak. That's why the pen that writes words down, the pen is mightier than the sword. That's why I constantly say write. Those words are the sword that we can use to break a whole bunch of stuff. In court, you got to have some type of document. We have documents every day. When we write stuff down, anything you write down can become a legal document. Do we know how to do that? It's all right there. And the simpler way of doing it is anything that you write down that you want it to be legal, get it notarized. It now becomes a legal document. But we have to know what sword we're playing with, which is what words we're playing with when we put them on paper. Because all words can't be used in court. And as they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's why I keep telling us there ain't no excuse for us not to be writing stuff down now. They got all their ducks in a row. They, again, being the system for those who still don't understand when people say they. Even if the person can't articulate who they are, we know that they are the system. You are in my system. See? And we in it, but we're not of it. I'm not of this nonsense that they keep pushing and that we keep regurgitating. Because it doesn't live. It doesn't work if we don't speak it and continue to speak it into existence. Once they throw the shit on the wall, once we get it and start speaking it, it gives it life. To take that life away is not to speak it into existence, is not to say it, not to talk about it, not to do it. Don't even reference it. It dies. Somebody came to you and started speaking coronavirus, COVID-19, and you give them no response dealing with that. Every word that comes out your mouth is to avoid or evade even speaking at it because mentally you're not even giving it any credence to work with. That person will eventually stop using those words, stop saying that, especially around you. We have the power. We got to learn how to take it back. Like they say, silence is golden. At times, we ain't got to say a word. When a person says something stupid or something that you just don't vibe with, just don't say nothing. And again, they ain't going to have no conversation by themselves and you there. Next thing out their mouth is, what's wrong? Is there a problem? You got a problem? See? Because you ain't saying a word. That silence speaks volumes, depending on how you use the silence. But at times, we can't afford to be silent when we have to lift our voice and speak up and speak out. And these are the times that we're doing it with the right information. My part is to give the right number behind the words to break that down, just like the drumming, bringing down the walls of Jericho. That drumming that we're doing is spiritual by nature.
Mm-hmm. That's
it. It's a conversation with the Creator by way of drum. This is why we're asking through the playing of the drums, divine intervention to stop all this madness, to give us what we need, and we basically already have what we need. We just have to use it by communicating, coming together, BLT, better love together. We got to come together. As we said, love conquers all. Then we have to use it all in love in order to battle these demons. But again, we don't use the terms that they gave us as turning the other cheek and doing all this and doing all that. No. Like I said, for you, Antoinette, and the other Christian brothers and sisters, I love Jesus, but I don't see Jesus the way everybody else do. So me turning my head or the other cheek, Jesus was anointed to do that. I'm not. I'm not trying to be Jesus. I'm just being a good example. And I let you know that Jesus didn't do what I'm doing, so don't do what I do. I'm doing it for me and what I'm dealing with. But I'm still representing Jesus with what I've been given to represent him and Jesus no more than the information that we are sharing right now. Even Edgar Cayce, that people would use that, you know, if you are a prophet or you prophesize and it don't come true, then you're not a true prophet. Like, you got to be 100%. Who was there to take account of all the prophets that what they prophesized was not written down in the book? See?
Mm-hmm.
Did nobody write everybody? They just wrote down what was said that came to be. Because, again, we remember 325 A.D., Council of Nicaea, when they wrote this book that we read from today called the Bible, they purposely put things in and left things out, the so-called lost books of the Bible. It's so much stuff that was not put in there. And these are, as I said, the gaps that we're filling now. These are the dots that we are truly connecting, because that's what we have to do. See?
Yeah.
Even when I mentioned we are awakening to the time and space between the sounds, in order for us to fill in the gaps. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Were you about to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question, but go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Okay, like I said, to fill in the gaps. See, because the gaps are nothing no more than the lines in between the lines, in between the sheets. MT, known as movement time, time to connect the dots. And that's what we're doing with everybody, even with your questions and concerns, because through a question will make me, Brother Kwame, Ms. Kent, anybody, it'll bring another angle, that question that we engage in will bring another thought to mind from the question or concern or even a response that we have. we're constantly getting nourishment, but when we see it or we receive it one way, that's like we can say something and people will get the wrong impression. And if we don't stop to ask, did you really get it? Because we don't say these things because we don't want to insult anybody by saying, do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I mean? We don't want to belittle anybody by saying that. But at times, we got to go back and make sure that a person understands the angle, the way that you're giving it. Don't misconceive because of the way you think or the way that I think that I'm saying what you think I'm saying without questioning, did you mean this or did you mean that? Question. This is what we say. In order to find the answer, you have to question. That's why they call it question and answer, Q&A. You have to question if you want the answer. But the key is to ask the right questions. That's why we don't get the answers we're looking for, because we haven't even figured out how to ask a question dealing so that a person don't have wiggle room to give you some asinine answer that they never came up with. It's called being not just direct, but being detailed. Be detailed even in your question. Like they say, devil's in the detail. We ain't got to wait on the devil. We got to get more detail with the things we say. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette, with the question you had before you forget.
All right. Well, what I wanted to know was, Brother Connie had brought up about what was going on in Chicago with the way how the what do you have any further details on what's going on with that?
Well, no, I'll just say it that way. And let me bring the family in who might not know, because you do know, Sister Antoinette, and certain family members know. I'm not in Chicago anymore, family. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm one state north of Chicago. So a lot of stuff that's happening in Chicago, I've been out of Chicago now going on 8 months, almost a year. I've been away from, because, again, from what I was going through, Chicago has become too toxic. See, a lot of us don't realize, figure it out. We just stay there, stay within the toxicity and get poisoned. See, because unlike Chicago, Wisconsin, Michigan, well, not Michigan per se, because Michigan is also a hot spot, you know, dealing with the water and everything in Michigan, but Indiana, Ohio, it's other places here in the Midwest, Missouri, St. Louis, that don't get what Chicago's getting. I've been saying this for 8 years now since we've been on Blog Talk Radio, that Chicago has always been the blueprint for every urban community in the United States. Chicago is the blueprint. This is why everything is permeating that really has any structure behind what's happening. Like I said, one thing that happened that I constantly harp on was Chicago is the only state in America that has ever closed 50, not 5, not 10, not 20, but 50 schools at one time, unprecedented. And all in the black, brown, and minority communities, none in the rich plus areas where their children have to be bused anywhere. But all, again, it's history, the board versus Wade education, all of this is history repeating itself, family. Again, if you don't know history, your history, you're bound to repeat it. Whatever history, if you don't know it, you're going to repeat it, because they're going to use the same playbook. They don't change nothing other than the words that have become more sophisticated. But the number behind the words are the same thing that has happened in history over and over and over and over again. And it's only us seeing history to know when it's occurring again to be able to stop it. Just like that Ferris wheel that goes around and around. And you're going to keep going until you stop to get off. So, but, yeah, I'm not in Chicago. I do still keep in touch. And then thank you, family, for those who constantly send me things about Chicago and Illinois that's happening. But like I said, in the air, I have different allergies and that, but on the spiritual level, not looking at the physicality of having allergies and different things, being allergic to, just the air in Chicago is different. It's more polluted, more toxic, just like people can say in New York or in California, other big metropolitan urban cities that we stay in. But Chicago is really, it's toxic, you know, and I can't talk about the other so-called sanctuary cities, but Chicago being one of those sanctuary cities, we see how the sanctuary of letting everybody in is tearing the city apart. We see that the politicians that they put in positions that they select, and we think we electing everybody, okay, stop the madness. But again, we see once they get in office, and that's everybody, how what they were promising, saying during the campaign never comes into fruition. It never appears. It's never talked about. So this bastard mayor that they have in Chicago, Brandon Johnson, who took over right after Lori Lightfoot, the first dyke, and I'm not taking it back, being the mayor of Chicago, because, again, she made me say things nasty about her that I won't retract because of who she was and how she came out. For a female who wants to be a man or not, your lesbian ain't got nothing to do with it, but you are over a city, and you come into a boardroom of your aldermen and older women, and you heist your pants up like Michael Jackson saying, hee-hee, but your words is, ain't nobody in this room got a dick bigger than mine. Well, bitch, you ain't got, you ain't got a dick, but you going to mention that.
And she actually said that in the meeting.
She said this. This was all in the newspaper and everything during that time, during this Heifer's administration. See?
Oh,
no, why would you all even keep her as mayor? Have a special election and get this so-and-so out of there. But it lets you know that George Soros, who backed her with his money,
yeah,
to become mayor, like a lot of these black politicians and females are, and we clapping our hands because we got a black mayor now in our city or our state. Get out of here. Have you did any research on this person to see where they came from, what their background is, who backed them? Follow the money trail. We always say it, but we just so glam, just like Barack Obama. Everybody was just so gung-ho. We got the first black president who's really black. It ain't Bill Clinton. We got him in office, and this bastard was one of the worst presidents in history. And we still won't talk about that, that he started more wars than any other president using the technology of drones. We don't talk about none of that. How did this person from nowhere, now he is a billionaire? What? This wretched little... I was in Chicago during that time.
Obama?
And now... Obama, yes. Yes.
He came
his
from
network.
Money.
His
father, his stepfather, left him money, and he was one of the biggest oil men in the world. And the money was divided up between the three of them, him and his two siblings, but his stepfather. And this is what Judge Jill Brown has been talking about.
Okay, that's a story I've never heard. Where did that come from? Like you said, Judge Joe Brown is pushing it now. Like I said, as much as I love Judge Joe Brown.
He's been saying that for years.
Okay, but like I'm saying this for those who don't know, and like I said, it's all about numbers with me. I respect people, and I give them the utmost respect, especially him being my elder, but understanding that Judge Brown is still part of the system. Judge Brown is a Freemason. That speaks a lot in volume. It's things that he's basically programmed to say and things he's not supposed to say. Because, again, if this brother and other judges and lawyers have real information of the court of O.J. Simpson, and as he has mentioned, several O.J. didn't do that. They should be looking at Mark Furman and all of the information that was suppressed. See, this is why we're still in the same condition, because we got people in positions who know the truth and don't speak up and speak out about it. They get on our shows that most people that I talk to today have never heard of Blog Talk Radio. This is just our family. Don't think that the whole world knows about it, because if you meet the majority of the people and talk to them and just ask them about Blog Talk, you'll get the response that 80 to 90% of the people don't even know about Blog Talk. They know about social media. They know about podcasting. Go ahead, cuz. I think that's you. Go ahead. Yeah, you can be heard.
This is Mama AZ.
Oh, Mother AZ. Mother AZ, okay.
Yes. You're correct, Brother Harris. They don't. Many people do not know about Blog Talk Radio. And you just gave me, thank you for asking Brother Harris that, Sister Antoinette, because that is why your energy has shifted, Brother Eddie. You're not in Chicago. How long you been gone?
Like I said, I've been here for now 8 months. You know, I had to get out because, again, everybody's constantly asking me what's happening. I'm living it, and I'm smelling it. I'm seeing it. I'm sensing it. My senses, my antenna. I got long hair. My antenna was standing up on my back, standing up on my head. I look like Buttweek being scared. All this hair all over my head because, of the nonsense that's happening in Chicago and these sanctuary cities, not just Chicago, with all these people coming in. And, again, you telling me and trying to penny-pinch me with paying taxes for bags. We go to the store and you got to pay for the bag that you use for your grocery. You got to pay for, just taxing us up the yin-yang. We got some of the highest gas price taxes in the United States. They're just taxing people left to right in Chicago because it's toxic. Again, they're trying to make it no more than a tourist attraction. They don't want these people in Chicago. They're trying to move them out. Go ahead, Mother AZ. What were you saying?
I'm grateful that you confirm some things because Chicago is a trip. Even the others that I'm connected to from Chicago, you can tell the vibration. Sister Antoinette, you just don't know my sister. I am so grateful, Brother Eddie, that you got the hell on out of Dodge. I'm grateful. Thank you for confirming a whole lot of things that I can't even mention on the radio, on this show. Thank us. Wow.
Thank us, Sister Paris. Thank you. Sister Antoinette, what did you say? I heard you in the background. I didn't hear what you said.
I asked, was it all of Illinois, the state of Illinois, or just Chicago?
Well, it's all the state of Illinois, but it's primarily the majority of the happenings is there in Chicago. This is why, again, like I said, all eyes on Chicago. Remember, 3, 4, 5 years ago, we was talking about Chicago was considered the murder capital of the United States, that more murders happened. They was like all eyes was on Chicago when Barack was in office and everything. Since he was from Chicago, all eyes was on Chicago. Right after he got out, Trump got in. Trump was even mentioning things about Chicago, how Chicago is so rampant. Maybe he needs to get the National Guard in and this, that, and the other. See, everything, it was all eyes on Chicago. Why? Because they were pushing a specific motto that they were using Chicago for. So, again, this is why it was considered the murder capital of the United States, which even during that time in our classes, I proved that to be a lie. Because even a place where O'Hare Airport is, that is in a city called Rockford, Illinois. Rockford had more murders than Chicago, but why wasn't that advertised? Why wasn't that said? Why wasn't that pushed on there? But everybody, all eyes on Chicago, because Rockford is a small little city compared to Chicago. Chicago is the mecca of America. It's the hub right here in the middle of America. That's why it's called the Midwest. That's why it's called the Heartland. Heartland 32, Midwest 32. You see some connection with that 32, that 5?
Yeah.
That's why Chicago or Illinois is in the fifth region, region 5. We're on the 41st parallel. 41st is 5. It all deals with the 5 being in the heart, being in the center. See? So that's why they want to capitalize on Chicago being in the Midwest, in the heartland, in the center of everything, because Chicago has already been attached to the mob, to the mafia, to all of the corruption, bootlegging. All this is tied into the history of Chicago. So for them to be dubbed now as the murder capital of the United States isn't hard, because it was set up. It was all set up. And three individuals that we haven't talked about, all three, but three people, black people, that came from Chicago, happen to be billionaires now, has not turned around. Why is that? Has not turned around and used any of that motherfucking money. Billions. We talking about 1,000 million is a billion. They ain't using just 1 million to help out the residents here, especially black in Chicago. Why? Because all three of these individuals who are billionaires now are black. Or, as I said, just because you have the color of my skin, you ain't my kind. But Barack Obama, that we mentioned, billionaire now. Oprah Winfrey, billionaire now. Michael Jordan, billionaire now. How all that shit happened? And all three of these individuals came from Chicago and did not, will not, and won't help out Chicago. But they always, I'm not going to mention Michael. He's not always there. But Oprah and Barack is always somewhere in the news talking some shit about what they doing, but you ain't doing nothing. You got all the money in the world to help the constituents that help put you in the place that you're in by supporting you, watching you, whatever it was, coming to your games, Michael Jordan, you know. But again, those who pay you and put you there with the money has already stipulated, even by contract, for your ass to not come back to the black communities and help these motherfucking black people. If that's not so, why are we still in the condition? I just talked about three individuals that can help the plight of Chicago right here, right now, and won't do a damn thing. We ain't talking about all the other people that come from all the other locations throughout the United States that won't help the people in their community, and they all talk the same shit before they make it. We gonna come back. We gonna make sure that whatever we get, we gonna help the community out. We gonna come, and none of them. And I just mentioned those three, but we got them all over the place. Be it entertainers, be it comedians, be it athletes. With all that money of all these different varieties of things that people are doing today. Now, if we combine the money of just those celebrities or people who are on the top, we have billions of dollars. Billions. And we ain't collectively doing shit with it. So at the end of the day, why should we be mad at what's called the white man who ain't doing shit for us when our own people have just as much as they do, and some of them have more than others, still won't do shit for us, for the community, for the neighborhoods, for nothing. All that money Michael Jordan has, and I admit, I gave him a little kudos, and I mean a little bit, because he turned around and helped my old high school, which is the only all-black male Catholic school in Chicago, Hales Franciscus. He gave them a donation of $20,000. What in the fuck? You can buy the whole goddamn school and every damn instructor and teacher in there and pay their salary. And you giving a measly ass 20, I mean, I'm not getting it twisted. Thank goodness that you gave that to save the school at that time when you were playing basketball. But, bro, with one of your checks from an endorsement, you could have saved that school where they never had to worry about shit each year. See, this is the type of thing, the little bitty shit that they do, you know, to put in the news, because when you say you got entertainers who are doing things that the public don't know about, that's cool. Because whenever they get into a tight spot, they can always say, hey, I've been doing this for years. You didn't know, I didn't want you to know. It wasn't for you to know. Cool. But you ain't got none of these people like Oprah Winfrey doing no shit. Not for our community. She might be doing something for the Jewish community. She might be doing something for the LGBTQ community. But she still ain't doing shit for the black community, just like Barack Obama. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps is the most we're going to get out of him. But yet you had millions of people, not just black people, giving contributions to your campaign for you to become president. But you can't reciprocate now that you're a billionaire and give any of that back. Because, again, we will constantly get stories now about, as you said, Judge Joe Brown has been saying that for years now about his daddy being, come on now. Who is, let's be real, bring it home. Who is this nigga for real? We call him Barack Obama. His name on his birth certificate is Barry Centero. Who is this nigga? They still talking about his birth certificate today. Who is this nigga? See? And again, because he's my color, I know he ain't my kind. Harvard grad, you know, school of higher learning. No, please. No, you were groomed while you was in Harvard to become the first black president. All this was, like I said, this was in the writings from the very beginning. See, he had all this money from. Where they lived a poor-ass life in Chicago while he was a junior senator. If his stepdad, dad, or whoever had this money, he should have been getting money where they didn't have to live as paupers the way they did before he got elected. His wife, Michelle, didn't have to look like she looked before they got money and got in the White House, and she got all this work done to her. I'm not going to say what she had done to her, but believe you me, if you saw her 15 years ago walking the streets of Chicago, going where she had to go to work, no, uh-uh. All these people hollering now, oh, she bad, she fine, she got a bitch. Woo, y'all need to see it before money change. Like they said, money will make you look good. So, no. If they had money or he had money in his family, why didn't they have money then? See? So, like I said, something strange when you start hearing all these stories, regardless of who giving it to you, I have, like we said, get it from the horse's mouth. I have firsthand eye-on experience seeing these people before they got in the position of president and first lady and their first children in the White House. So, no. All these stories come out now. Why was those stories out before then? Why were those stories out when he was a junior senator screwing the choir director and Reverend Wright's church that he denounced Reverend Wright when he came, was going in for the presidency. This is a man who basically married you and your wife, and you turn your back on him now. He was your spiritual leader, and you turn your back because the system tells you to, who you can and can't associate and even talk to. What kind of man are you? What what kind of character do you truly have? You know. So, no, all this stuff, like I said, I have firsthand accounts on things that this brother did that are basically pushed out of the media, out of the news, to give you the appearance of this genuine black man who is fighting for no. If Barack Obama had the skin tone, like I said, of a Bernie Mac, he would have been too black to put in the White House. They don't want nobody that – they had to get somebody that basically mirrored Abraham Lincoln, who was called a mulatto at that time. Today it's called biracial. History repeating itself. Back then, Lincoln didn't want to be known as being black at all, having any black lineage. This is why he had black slaves. See, he was pushed all the way, but it's just like not an argument, but a little debate that I'm getting from a lot of people stating that the picture caption of the first Statue of Liberty that was black was not the actual first Statue of Liberty, that it was in the rumor mill, that it was this, that, and the other, again, taken away. But, again, you think about it. In the timeline, when France, who in 1804 was beaten by Haiti, and then right after the so-called emancipation of 1865, France sent the Statue of Liberty in 1868, 3 years after the emancipation. But if our culture is being emancipated, why do we want a white figure to show the emancipation for black people? That's just like saying the Jews got a German or Hitler as a statue of their freedom. Are you crazy? What people want to have those who were over them, regardless if it's a man or a woman, of those who oppressed us, to now have a statue to basically represent our freedom? So it doesn't make sense. Yeah, what makes sense is, yeah, that first black statue was sent back because they, again, like this country, unlike a lot of European countries that have all of the deities that we talk about, be it Jesus Christ, be it Mary, be it God, are all depiction of black. America is the only place that all of these other cultures come from, all these other European nations, but America does not show or want to show the truth behind anything. So they whitewashed it. That's why the land of the free, because they whitewashed all of the history, all of it, and gave it to us their way. I did it my way. It was their way. That's why it's his story. It has nothing to do with our story. other than what he has made our story to be in his history, which has become a mystery to you and me. My story is a mystery because I keep expressing everybody else's. But anyway, I'm on somewhat of a rant, and I just want to mention right quick, we're at the last part of the show, last part of class, and again, Sister Antoinette, looking at you and making sure that you get your rest, because you still won't rest. We've not talked about this, about you getting your rest. You did a show Monday, which was a great show, by the way, family, and I meant to mention that at the beginning of the show. Go back and listen to Monday's show with Brother Ray and the attorney, I can't remember her name, forgive me, from Haiti. And when you look at... I'm not going to mess the lady's name up. If you go and pull up the link, you'll see the name in the link and know who she is. But anyway, great class for that. The individuals who called in, great. I enjoyed that immensely. Yeah. And again, if you want to know a little bit more about Haiti, as she was saying, pull up the billionaire, since we're talking about billionaires, pull up the billionaire in Haiti. And his name is Gilbert Betlo. Gilbert, B-I-G-I-O. Biglow, Betlow, whatever. But that's how you spell his name. Pull it up and look at this. This bastard should be in jail, under the jail. But all of the, a lot of the violence that's going on is dealing with him financing the street gangs and everybody else, the murders, the hoodlums, everybody, putting weapons and putting them in positions to do things to these black people in Haiti, to our brothers and sisters over there. So like we said, a lot of the stuff that's happening, we have no idea about because we're not there and we're not in touch with people who are on the front line who are dealing with these things. Mm-hmm. So it was good to hear that, to give a perspective from things that's happening to our brothers in different regions. Because, again, that's the collective that we got to come to, because it doesn't matter where you are in the world, black people are being oppressed all over the world, regardless of where they are. So it's more of us that have to come together, but that's the key, and even in dealing with this solar eclipse, that the cicadas that are singing for their birth, freedom, and liberation is showing what's getting ready to happen to the real Jews, a.k.a. Hebrew Israelites that are in this country. See? But at the same time, those who are not abreast and on or in the awakening stage are going to fall by the wayside with the system, who a lot of these celestial events is letting us know what's going to happen to the system, but it's not going to happen for those who are completely immersed in the program of the system. We're going to get caught up because we can't catch up. We're going to definitely get caught up in a whole bunch of the turmoil and nonsense. Like I said, more of us are going to go down than are going to be saved, because what's the old saying? You know, many are called, few are chosen. See?
Yeah.
The chosen ones, it's not a big group. When we talk about the 144,000, biblically, all that, it's not a big group of people. It's not a big group. We can put another zero on it and call it 144 million. We just added zeros to it. The 144 stays the same. See? So even 144 million don't compare to the 8 billion of people that's here. That's still not a big number. See? So, like I said, it's a lot.
The earth will be here on earth. Never mind.
Oh, well, like
never
they
mind.
Said, you know, the earth ain't going nowhere. It's the people. The people are going to be destroyed, just like the time of Noah. Build the ark so you and your family and two of each animals could be saved, but I'm wiping every damn thing else off. The earth ain't going nowhere.
No, brother, we'll talk about that another time. I want to play a song, if you don't mind. This is Brother Ray, and it's called Peacekeeper.
It's called what?
Peacekeeper.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, play that. Play a song out. And please, fam, if y'all got any questions, by the time the song go off, please raise your hand or we're going to go and close out the show so Sister Antoinette can get some rest and be fresh next week. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Play that funky music.
It was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle wind was blowing my way. Not a dark cloud was in sight. Suddenly, without warning, a storm surrounds my life. My life. But even in the storm, I can feel a calm. Thank you.
That I'm your peace. I don't care what you're going through this morning. He's saying, I'm your peace. Lean and depend on me. I hear him saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path right into me. He'll take you right into the peace of God. Come on into my peace. I hear the Lord speaking to you this morning. Come on into my peace. Come on into my peace. I'm your peace. You need to tell the devil he's a lie. For the word of the Lord is saying this morning that I will keep you in perfect peace. whose mind is stayed on thee. And I can hear somebody saying, oh God, thou will ordain peace for us, for thou also has wrought all works in us. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my peace. You're my peace. In the midst of my trouble, you have already delivered me. You're my peace. You're my peace. You're my peace.
There is. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. For the Lord God is ordaining peace. He's ordaining peace to be among you, to be with you, to be in your mind, to be in your thoughts. Let it in. Let the peace come in. Yeah, yeah. The peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. I know there's confusion around you. I know the enemy looks like he's winning. But the Lord is saying this morning, I'm giving you a peace that passes all understanding. And my sons and my daughters, this peace shall keep your heart and your mind. It's a keeping peace. It's a peace that holds you together. It's a peace that gives you strength. It's a kind of peace that gives you courage. It's a kind of peace that lifts you up where you're torn down. It's the kind of peace that wipes the tears from your eyes. It's the kind of peace that brings joy, unspeakable joy, and full of the morning glory. So I say to you today, peace, peace. I can feel somebody's warfare now. He said, I can't make it another day. I'm trying to hold on with everything I've got. But I hear the Lord saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and grab a hold to God. Peace. God's peace, he's made it available to you this morning. He's saying today that I'm your peace. I'm your peace. I'm your peace. I'm your peace. I'm your peace.